A former top official at the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife has been convicted of breaking into the home of a colleague and raping her. The verdict today follows a lengthy trial in a case that revealed the sexualized workplace culture at Fish and Wildlife. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Former Fish and Wildlife Deputy Director Greg Sherrato was convicted of second-degree rape and first-degree burglary. The crimes happened in December 2014 after a Fish and Wildlife holiday party in Olympia. The next morning, the victim called police and reported that she had found signs of a break-in at her house and had intermittent memories of being sexually assaulted while she slept. An investigation led detectives to Sherrato, who was later charged. He and the victim subsequently filed dueling workplace sexual harassment claims against each other. An investigator hired by Fish and Wildlife found that Sherrato often talked about sexual topics at work and tried to recruit coworkers to engage in sex. The agency has since embarked on an effort to improve its workplace culture. Sherrato will be sentenced in March. His attorney says he plans to appeal the conviction. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.